Thank you much. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio, and we're heading west, young man. Heading out to where there is a lot less snow on the ground, and right now in Mandan, it's about 38 degrees. What a beautiful day. So let's check in with Morton County Extension Agent Renee Gress. Hello, Renee.
Hi.
And you have just a lovely day. Is it nice enough to finish combining the corn out there, or how are you doing for wrapping up the corn harvest?
I mean, it's a beautiful day outside. It's nice and sunny, but it kind of depends on the field and how wet it is out there, if they can get the combine in or not.
Are guys still driving stuck out there?
Yeah, some fields. There's some people that are able to get it off. But with this warmer weather, some of that ground is still pretty wet, and they're getting stuck.
So. Well, in the depths of winter, this is just kind of the weird. Isn't this kind of the weirdest thing you've ever seen here with the non-frozen ground here now at the end of February?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a crazy year weather-wise.
So, ballpark figure about how much corn is percentage-wise left in the field out there on the west side of the Missouri.
I would say we're about 75% completed, so about 15%, you know, is probably still in the field.
Okay, kind of rounding third, heading for home, maybe.
Yep.
All righty. Well, what's been the quality of that corn that's been coming off lately?
A lot of it's high in the moisture, obviously, like it is pretty much throughout the state. Those that are getting it off, so they're either, you know, combining it off the field and trying to dry it, or just kind of leaving it in the field and letting it dry naturally.
Yeah, all righty. Well, and I guess pretty much statewide or region-wide, as the moisture comes down, the test weight goes up. Is that true in Morton County also?
Yeah, some producers are seeing that.
Yeah, goody. All righty. Let's see, what else? Do you have any meetings coming up soon?
Yes. So we have the Farming and Ranching for the Bottom Line Conference coming up next week, February 25th and 26th over in Bismarck. And so that's for, you know, producers to come and kind of learn more about what they can do. This year they focus on kind of the soil health. So we'll be focusing on that this year.
All right. Excellent. Farming for the Bottom Line. That's always a great seminar and a great learning experience for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. Any other meetings coming up?
We also have, you know, it's pesticide training season throughout the state. So here in Morton County, I have 4 pesticide trainings up coming up in the month of March. And then at the end of March, we start our Spring Fever Garden Forums. So,
alrighty.
Busy couple months coming up.
Okay, super. Gardening, you know, and farming, it's going to happen. And on a day like today, we kind of think that maybe winter isn't going to last forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's hope. It's going to come soon.
Right on. Hey, how are the cows doing out there?
Most of them are in pretty good condition. Obviously, some people, when we had that October snowstorm that hit, had to bring them, you know, a little bit closer to home. But again, this warmer winter has really helped them.
For sure. Yeah, they're gaining. The ones in the feedlot are gaining pretty good on a day like today. And so much better. All righty. Anything else to report, Renee?
No, we're just, you know, trying to get by along with everyone else across the state and hoping for a good spring.
Yeah, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and see if that'll, you know, seems like every spring everything does work out.
Yep.
We end up in the field and everybody gets most everything done. So, topsoil and subsoil moisture, what's the report out there? Are you starting to worry a little, because of your dry winter, are you starting to worry a little bit about topsoil moisture for the upcoming growing season?
Not too much. I mean, obviously we had a lot of rain this past year. There is some areas, you know, where it's starting, you can see the snow melting and there's some browning. Some brown grass is actually showing up. But so far, I think we're okay. But again, what happens in the next couple months will really determine that when we start planting again.
For sure. Alrighty. All right. Well, thank you very much for the visit. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll check in with you a little later.
Thank you.
You bet. Renee Gress, Morton County Extension out there in Mandan.